Beautiful spirits, your dreams did indeed bring you wherever you happen to be. Another great song by Here to Hear, and it asks really important questions. What you gonna do? Where are you gonna go? Who are you gonna be? If you believe in your dreams and you're willing to let go of whatever's in the way, willing to change enough inside to make a difference in your life, then you can go everywhere. Wherever you want to, wherever your dreams will take you. For those just joining us, our show today is until 3 p.m., and it's every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. The show is Inner Divinity on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and we're streaming online also at WAIF883.org. I'm Reverend Louisa Dyer, an interfaith and metaphysical minister with a master's in holistic psychology and almost 30 years of clinical experience. And my focus here, as my focus is always, is personal and spiritual growth. And my intention is to inspire you to actually rediscover, or maybe discover for the first time, and reconnect with that divine spark of life that lives within you, and to give you the tools to rediscover that or find it for the first time. Because I really believe it's our birthright to be in touch with that power and that love that lives in the core of every being, that love that lives in the center of all life. There is an incredible peace that lives inside each of us. It's already ours. And so what this show is about is really about, how do we get in touch with that? How do we find that? It's our birthright as divinely created beings. And so that's what we're going to focus on during this show. What we're really doing is exploring the whole idea, really, of learning to thrive instead of just survive, to actually feel good about who we are, to create a life that's filled with meaning and with purpose. I know that's possible because not only have I done it for myself, I've watched and helped many people do that. I've personally have risen up from depression, thrown off addictions, and worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have done the same thing. And we do that by changing how we think, which changes how we feel. And when we change how we think and feel, we change how we behave. And when we behave as though we have a clear sense of that inner divinity within us, when we actually have an awareness and an experience of that source of life that lives inside of us, I call that source energy God. Native American ancestors call it Wakantanka. A lot of people call it a lot of different things. That's why I'm an interfaith minister, because I don't think it matters what you call God. I think it only really matters that you call on God. Because God is what makes our hearts beat. God makes our bodies move. God is what keeps our minds always reaching for a greater awareness of what really matters, what works, what will bring us that greater peace and happiness. I know that each and every one of us can change if we really, really want to. I know that because I did. Nobody could have been more miserable than me, trust me. And I know it takes willingness and it takes courage. It also takes faith, I do believe. But a lot of times all it really takes is just putting one foot in front of the other. I was actually a drug addict for 20 years. I got clean in 1987. I was severely depressed and suicidal for 30 years. And then I found God inside of me, and everything changed. And since then, I've worked with lots of people who have done the same thing. So I know what's possible. And it's really about willingness and courage. And that's what we're going to be talking a lot about today. Because since everything changed for me, which was actually the spring of 1986, and then it took me another year to really just give up all the drugs. But since then, I've devoted my life to helping people get in touch with that inner divinity, what some people call the higher self or the true self. It lives in the heart, and it's, I call it the God spark. It's the God spark that actually gives life to us, to everything. And it's the truest, deepest part of who we are, that inner divine source of all life, including every human. So your inner divinity knows exactly how to live a more authentic, a more peaceful, a more joyful life. Your inner divinity, that part of you that knows your soul's purpose and wants you to live in joy and peace, that's what we're talking about on this show. And it is truly, it is my great honor to be talking with you about source energy, because it's what turns me on. It's what gets me high. Really being in tune with that power and that love that lives inside of us, and helping all of us remember that everything that we want from the world, the peace, the joy, the love, the harmony, whatever it is that we say we want in the world, we actually have to find that inside of ourselves first. That's the way energy works. That's a now proven scientific fact. There's an old ancient saying, actually, as above, so below, as within, so without. And that's really the way the universe works. That's the way energy works. A lot of us have spent our lives thinking, if we could just get this thing outside of us, or that thing over there, or that person to be a certain way, if we could change these external circumstances, then we would feel okay, we would feel better, we would be good. But that's actually the opposite of what's the truth. The truth is, when we feel good inside of ourselves, when we're connected with that true divine spark of life that lives in every heart, then everything that we experience in our everyday life changes. We change all the experiences that we come into because we are changed. And the quickest way, actually, to change an external situation is to change inside of you. And so I'm just thrilled and honored to be here today and every Wednesday to talk about this. And I have so many topics to cover. It's really, really hard to decide where to start. But today we're going to talk about willingness. That's going to be our primary topic for today. And I really just want to thank everybody, all our wonderful listeners, because you make public radio possible with your interest and with your donations. And without you, I wouldn't be on the air, and neither would a lot of other folks. And you wouldn't get to hear this incredible music that you can only find right here on WAIF Cincinnati, the way radio ought to be. Today, we're actually talking about willingness, and that is a really big subject. Free will. We are beings of free will. We have choice. What does that mean? We're beings of free will and we have choice. Well, unlike trees, we get to choose where and how and if we grow. And of course, there's a catch to that for us humans, because a lot of what goes on inside each and every one of us is actually unconscious. So, you know, people talk about the tip of the iceberg. And it's like that. What we are aware of in terms of our own selves, our own beings, is just the tip of the iceberg. Various scientists, psychiatrists, counselors, different people like that, even spiritual teachers, have talked about 10% or less of the brain do we use. And that's about how much conscious awareness we have of all the thoughts and feelings that are going on inside of us. And so that means 90% of what is actually going on inside of us, we don't really know anything about. And so that's really what raising consciousness is all about. It's about becoming more aware of who we are, becoming more aware of the thoughts and the feelings that are actually running our lives, but we don't even know we're thinking and feeling them. And the point of that is, why would we do that? Because it's work. It not only takes willingness, but it takes courage to actually look and see who we really are. But the reason we would do that, the purpose of that, is because when we do, we actually have more power. Because the moment we take more responsibility, we have greater power. And what we have greater power for, or over, or about, are our choices. Because what we decide to think and how we decide to live is actually what determines the health of our bodies, the health of our minds, and really the health of our spirit. And of course, that's my passion, is to talk about the health of the spirit. And so where we have to begin this journey is actually the willingness to know the truth. If we're not willing to know the truth, then how could we possibly know what the truth is? And most of the time, what we're really wanting is just to feel better, and we tend to avoid anything that we think is going to hurt or be scary. And so we wind up with a whole lot. We actually wind up making more unconscious challenge for ourselves to know it, to deal with. And so the first step then is the willingness to actually know the truth. And I'm here to tell you that takes courage, because it's easier just to believe a lie and go on with, you know, what people call their familiar misery, instead of taking that risk to jump into the unfamiliar and be actually happier. And so it takes willingness to know the truth. It also takes willingness to actually embrace joy and peace and a greater sense of connection with our divine nature. And, you know, everybody would say, well, of course I'm willing to embrace all of those wonderful, beautiful things. Well, if you actually were willing to embrace those things, you would be experiencing them a whole lot more. It's not that you consciously don't want those really good, wonderful things. Of course you do. It's that unconsciously, outside of your awareness, there are thoughts and beliefs and feelings and emotions stuck in the body itself that prevent you from actually embracing what you want to do, what you want to feel, who you actually want to be. And so that's why the first step is the willingness to know the truth. I guess we should say the first step is the courage to be willing, because sometimes it takes a lot of courage, and sometimes we can't even get enough courage to say, I'm willing to let go that resentment, or I'm willing to let go whatever has stood in the way of my feeling happier. Sometimes we can only get to, I'm willing to be willing. But you know what? That's enough. Because the truth is, the moment we're willing, even if it's willing to be willing to be willing to be willing, literally the moment we express willingness to surrender whatever has been in our way, to surrender whatever has created our suffering, the moment we're willing to surrender that to God, or to Great Source, or to Wonkantanka, or to whatever it is you call that power that runs the universe, the moment we're willing to surrender whatever has been in our way of moving forward, the whole entire universe literally begins rearranging itself to make that so. And I could get into a long talk about quantum physics and the proof of that. But I'm not going to go there because I think it would really bore a whole lot of people. But it has been proven that everything in the universe affects everything else in the universe. And the universe itself, the literal energy that is fueling everything in the universe, your body, the stars, the trees that grow, everything in the universe, including your heart, your thoughts, your feelings, it all is affecting everything else because there's one energy that exists in everything. And so the minute we state our willingness to let go whatever has blocked our way forward and to embrace whatever it is that we really want, whether that's joy, peace, a greater sense of connection with God, the minute we're willing, even to be willing, the whole entire universe begins conspiring with us to actually make that so. And so that's what I mean by we have a choice. We can choose to decide what we're going to think. We can choose to be willing, to be more positive, to focus on what we want, to focus on what we love, to allow ourselves to feel grateful. We can be willing to release what doesn't serve us and embrace what does serve us. And that willingness to love ourselves, to take care of ourselves, to take care of our bodies, our minds, our spirits, as soon as we express that willingness, the whole universe literally rearranges itself to help us do that. That is the beauty of the divinity that lives inside of you and that is at the core of everything going on in this universe. God is grand, no matter what you call God. And so the moment we're willing to release whatever's been getting in our way, for most of that, what that is judgment or resentment or fear. Fear is a big one. If each time we felt afraid of something, or each time we had a negative judgment, whether that was about ourselves or about another person, the moment we noticed that, if we actually could say in that moment, I am willing to surrender this judgment to God. I am willing to release this fear. I am willing to give up this resentment. I turn it over to God. I am willing to release the fear of knowing the truth and stepping into the unknown. If we could just do that, every time we have a negative emotion or a negative thought, every time we feel something that doesn't feel good, that's how you know you're having a negative emotion or a negative thought. Whenever you feel something that doesn't feel good, if we could just say, I am willing to release that. I am willing to surrender that to a power greater than myself. Then it would begin to literally change everything in our lives. What I'm going to do is let the musical genius of Michael Jackson and his song, Man in the Mirror, really talk to you about the willingness that's required to actually have more personal power. And it starts with personal responsibility and self-awareness. Really taking a look at yourself and deciding who you're going to be. Enjoy this. Beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Today, what we're talking about on the show is willingness and what that means, what it is, what it takes, especially the willingness to know the truth. What it takes is courage. It takes the willingness to be willing, which a lot of times it's easier to be willing, than it is to actually be willing. We don't have to know how to move forward. You know, it's like there's a lot of quotes in various spiritual traditions that say, we don't get to know what the whole path is before we start, but what we are guaranteed is the next step will be clear. And so that's what faith is really about, is taking that next step without being afraid, or without, well, maybe you are afraid and it doesn't matter, you take the step anyway. But that really is what faith is about, is taking that next step. Because we don't get to see the end of the road. We don't get to see the end of the journey. We just don't. And we don't have to know how, actually, to make that journey. All we have to do is be willing. Willing to change, willing to grow, willing to let go what doesn't work for us, willingness to embrace what does work. That's all we ever have to be. That's all we ever have to do, actually. And it's not even a doing. It's a being. Being willing. You know, one of the definitions of insanity, and one of the definitions for addiction, for that matter, is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And that's what I see a lot of us do over and over and over, is we keep wanting our lives to be different. We keep wanting to feel differently. We keep wanting to have different relationships, different understandings, different things happening in our lives, but we keep doing the same things over and over that has brought us exactly into where we are right now. And so there's no way to have a different life without changing who you are on the inside. And that's really what we're talking about in this show, is tapping into the power and the love that's in that inner divinity that you are, and having the courage to be willing to let go whatever has blocked you from tapping into that, and having the courage to embrace whatever lets you have more of a sense of that. So many of us are trapped in this idea that we're unworthy or unwilling or, I'm sorry, not unwilling, unworthy or undeserving. And so we don't experience that oneness, that heart-centered energy, because we don't think we can, or we don't think we're worthy of it. And so change begins with a decision. It begins with a decision to be willing. And it's really important to notice and tell yourself the truth about what your willingness is. For example, if I say, I release all fear of whatever it is, if that's a lie, if I haven't actually released all fear of it, it doesn't really help me, because I'm telling myself a lie, and telling a lie never does any good. If I say I'm willing to release all fear of whatever it is, then that might be the truth. And if I am willing to release that fear, then everything in the universe begins working with me to help me release that fear. But if I say I'm willing to release that fear, and I notice that I'm really not willing to release that fear because I think it's getting me something, or I think I need it, then I'm, again, telling myself a lie, and that's not going to get me anywhere. So I have to back off a step and say, I'm willing to be willing to release that fear. Wow, now that feels like the truth. And fortunately, because of the divine nature of the universe and everything in it, that's enough. Willing to be willing is enough. So whatever you want to let go of, discover if you're willing or willing to be willing to let it go. We are talking about inner divinity and how to tap into it, and how willingness actually is what brings us into a greater awareness of that. And I'm going to repeat again what I had said before, that if we want to change anything externally, what we have to do is change inside. When we change our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, then we behave differently. And when we behave differently, there's a ripple effect. And it's profound, because it changes every interaction that we have. It changes every thought we have. It changes everything we do. And so many people talk about how they want the world to change. Well, how do you do that? I'm going to do another little musical lesson here, because that just feels like a great thing to be doing today. And I'm going to let Here to Hear, that very conscious group of musicians that we've already heard a couple of cuts from, I'm going to let Here to Hear explain that one to you with their ever-popular song, Time for a Change. So if you want to feel differently, if you want your world, your experience, your everyday reality to be different, listen to these guys, and they will tell you how to actually make that happen. Okay? Here we go. Enjoy. It's time for a change. change indeed. For those just joining us, I'm Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show is Inner Divinity, tapping into that core divine spark that lives within every one of us. And one of the best books that I've ever read for how to actually understand humans in general, and especially for those who sincerely want to grow and change, is a book called Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David Hawkins. And I want to read a quote from that book because I think it's so profound. And this is actually in the foreword to the revised edition that was put out in 2012. And in that book it says, "We live in a world marked by physical, mental, and emotional suffering. What can we learn about our untapped inner resources? What exactly is the effect of a person or a group that radiates love, acceptance, and compassion? Is it really possible that our own consciousness holds the power to uplift not only ourselves, but also the world?" This book says yes. And I just think that's sort of the basis of everything I believe, that we have the God-given power to change who we are, to change the world we live in. And we have that because we are divinely created beings. And another quote in that same section of that book, and this is a quote from Dr. Hawkins, and he says, "The truth of oneself can be discovered in everyday life. To live with care and kindness is all that is necessary. The rest reveals itself in due time. The commonplace and God are not distinct. The radical reality is to understand the essence of anything is to know God." And that's actually backed up with a lot of spiritual research, but also with a lot of scientific research. To know the essence of anything is to know God, because God is the essence of all that is. Whether you're talking about a human heart, whether you're talking about a thought, a feeling, a star, a tree, there's one energy in the whole entire universe that is in everything in the universe. That's what I call God. And it's inside of us too. And so when we know the essence of ourselves, not what we think and feel, not what our ego wants, but when we actually know the essence and we find that in our heart, then that's where we know God. And so today we're really looking at the essence of willingness. What is that? Well, for me, it's about faith in the divine. It's faith in the divine nature of the universe. It's faith that all is well. Not that it's going to be all right, but that it already is all right. And that faith is what gives me the courage and lets me make the decision to be willing to surrender the known for the unknown. Surrender what isn't working for me to the source that exists within everything, so that I at least have the opportunity to open to what it is that I do want more. And so the essence of willingness is, it's a feeling, it's really a willingness to surrender what you don't want, and surrender to that divinity in you and to what that soul, spirit, energy within you really, really wants. And Dr. David Hawkins is an incredible being, and we're going to talk more about him later on. But he really explains the power of willingness in this map of consciousness that he created. And the book that we're going to be working with a lot next week is called Power Versus Force, as I said before. And he created a map of consciousness where he actually uses a logarithmic scale to look at all the different states that a human being can be in and all the different emotions that we can have, and talks about and explains what each one of those states are. And spiritual teachers, mystics, prophets have talked about those states ever since the beginning of humanity, because thankfully we've already always had prophets and sages and teachers to guide us along the way and to help us open to that spirit. But Hawkins does it in a way that's quite scientific, and, you know, for those of us who are left-brained like myself, that really that really makes a difference, to have something that is explainable and verifiable. And he really explains the power that's in willingness through this map of consciousness that we'll be talking much more about later. Because there is an emotional and a spiritual state. There are actually energy fields that go along with being willing. And I'm just going to mention those briefly to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. When we're willing, it's like we can only be willing if we actually have a life view that's hopeful. If we have a sense that there is reason to be hopeful and we can tap into that hope. Willingness comes through, you might even say it comes from, but you can get there either way. You can be willing, you can decide to be willing or willing to be willing, and you will generate hope, or you can feel hope and from that you can decide to be willing, either way. But your view of life from a state of willingness is hopeful. And the emotion that is associated with willingness is optimism, meaning you can see the possibility of things being better. You can see the possibility that it doesn't matter what it was before, it can now be different. That's optimism. And there is also a process going on in your consciousness, in the field of awareness that is sort of outside your mental ability to perceive, but it's your spiritual self, the field of consciousness itself that is activating your present moment and your whole life, really. And the process that's going on in that field of consciousness, when we are willing, even willing to be willing, that process in consciousness is intention. And so we can actually, that's what I was talking about earlier with, we have a choice. And that is the power of that we were given. That is our divinely inherited birthright, that we have the power to choose. We have the power to set our intention, which is somewhat different than setting a goal. But we can choose. And so that's really what willingness is about, and why, or I should say how, it is so powerful. Because it actually gives us a way to feel hopeful, have optimism, decide to do something different, and actually live lives that feel better to us, and give up some of the suffering. Way too many of us suffer, way too much. And as a whole lot of spiritual teachers will tell you, suffering is optional. I don't know that I can go quite that far. I think most suffering is optional. But as we grow, as we become more aware, we really do understand more and more that our suffering is optional. And so that's really what I'm doing here, is I'm sharing the things that I've learned over a lifetime of study and practice, how we can actually give up that suffering and learn how to thrive instead of just survive. I personally think survival is highly overrated. and I want to thrive. And so I'm honored and I'm excited to be here talking with you today about this. And I want to really, really thank all of our listeners for giving me the opportunity to share what I know. And I want to let all of you know that you actually make public radio possible with your interest and with your donations. Without you, I wouldn't be on the air, and neither would a lot of other folks. And you can also join the Facebook page for this show, my show, Inner Divinity, in case you'd like to hook up that way. And I'd really like to get some interactive stuff going on. And that's what I'm going to use the Facebook page to do. We're going to have another musical teaching right now. And so I want you to really listen carefully and learn just how wonderful it is to really let your light shine. We're going to start this set off with a tune by Cheryl Wheeler entitled I Must Have Been Buddha or Gandhi. Hope you enjoy it. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, your volunteer public radio station at 88.3 FM and online at WAIF883.org. Thank you so much for all your support. And we have been talking about willingness, the willingness to change, the willingness to let go what doesn't work, the willingness to embrace what actually makes us happy and feel good, because that really is what all of us want, and what stops us from that. Most of the time, it's just fear. And that, you know, I can say that really simply, just fear. But it takes a lot of courage to even notice we have fear, much less to become willing to let it go. Because, you know, our fear is usually something we've been afraid about for a long time. It's something that's very familiar to us. And so there's sort of a comfortable misery that we have. And it can be very frightening to actually let that go, because you were opening to the unknown, and everybody knows the ego really hates that. So courage is the crucial first step in willingness. And willingness is the first step in really letting yourself evolve and become the person that you really want to be. Willingness is the first step in letting go your suffering and embracing what feels a whole lot better. And that courage that's required. A lot of times we can get the courage that's required simply by being willing to tell the truth. Because the minute we tell the truth, that actually gives us courage. So it's like about a lot of other things in the universe. One thing leads to another, you know? So we can have the courage to be willing, or we can decide to be willing, and that gives us the courage. Either way, the moment we tell the truth, especially about ourselves, about what we really feel, what we really think, at least tell the truth to ourselves. We don't need to go and tell it to anyone else unless that makes us comfortable or we want to do that. But I'm talking about telling the truth to yourself, because that's the first step. It gives you courage. It lets you know where you are. And you tell the truth about yourself, to yourself, about really what's going on inside of you, about whatever the particular subject is. If it's a goal, if it's something you really want to do, if it's depression, if it's addiction. If you can just tell the truth to yourself about where you really are, and then tell the truth about your willingness to let whatever that is that's causing you to suffer, your willingness to let that go. Can you let it go? Anytime something's going on that you don't like, a lot of times you can just release it. You can just say, I let that go. I surrender that to Source. I give that to God. Whatever works for you. Sometimes we can just say, I let that go. And we do. It's very amazing and wonderful. Sometimes we don't know how and we can't. It's too ingrained in some way inside of us. And so we don't really, we say, I let that go, but it's not true. We don't. And so we have to notice that and tell the truth. Oh, well, I'm not actually letting that go. So then we start with, I'm willing to let that go. And if that feels like the truth, it will feel good. It might feel a little scary. It'll probably feel exciting. But when we say, I am willing to let go that fear, if we really are willing, it will feel good. It will feel like a relief. And that's the next step. That's the first step in actually being free of that fear. It's really wonderful how we're designed, how we're created. Because we always have the opportunity to relieve our suffering and feel better and raise up our own selves. We always have that opportunity just as soon as we decide to, and we have the courage to do it, and we're willing to be willing. That can happen. So we have the courage. We have the willingness. We tell the truth about where we are with willingness. I'm willing. I'm willing to be willing. I'm willing to be willing to be willing to be willing. Wherever is the truth, the moment we actually say the truth about where our willingness level is, we're going to feel a sense of relief, because we're going to be in a position now to move forward. And if moving forward is what we want, then it feels really good. It feels like a relief. And so if we can just accept wherever we are, and as much as we possibly can, let go of any judgment that we have about ourselves. You know, okay, so I have this fear. And instead of judging myself or blaming myself or hating myself or in any way maligning myself because I have this fear, if I can just see myself as I am and let go judgment of that, give up any blame or shaming of myself, it's like the courage, that gives us courage too. Because suddenly we feel like a huge burden has been taken off of us when we no longer have that blame and shame laying on top of us. And so when we can just know the truth and state it out loud, and especially when we can say, I am willing to release that fear, whatever the fear is, we feel a relief. We feel a release. We feel power, actually, because we suddenly have access through telling the truth. It's not just a saying, the truth will set you free. It really, really does. Because when we tell the truth, we suddenly have access to a power inside of us that we did not have before. So whatever fear is in the way, to just be willing to release it gives us that sense of relief, gives us a sense of power, and really lets us begin to move forward. As a great man once said, the only thing to fear is fear itself. And that really is true, because fear is often what stops us. whether it's fear of judgment, fear of the unknown, fear of some sort of imagined horrors, it stops us. But you know what? All we ever have to do is become willing, or even willing to be willing, to release that fear, and we suddenly have access to courage. And when we have access to courage, that promotes more willingness to release what isn't working and embrace what does. And so all we really ever have to do is state our willingness to give up our fears. And when we do that, we begin to shift. We begin to change. We begin to grow. We begin to know what it is to surrender and have faith. And boy, does that feel good. And when we do that, quite literally, the whole universe begins to rearrange itself to help us in all of those endeavors. And that is a scientifically proven fact. And so what I really want to leave everybody with here today is the knowing that being willing, or even willing to be willing, is all it takes. And to do that gives you courage. To decide to do that gives you courage. But it takes courage to do it, but it doesn't matter where you begin. So it's sort of a circle like everything else. And so next week, we are going to actually be talking about this book that I mentioned earlier called Power Versus Force, with Dr. David Hawkins as the author. And Power Versus Force has sold over 1 million copies. It's been translated into 25 languages. It's never had any advertising at all. And it has become like what we would call a bestseller, purely by the level of its vibration and by so many people getting so much out of the book itself. And Dr. Hawkins, he's a world-renowned author and has written a whole series of books. Power Versus Force is the beginning of that series. But he is a world-renowned author, psychiatrist, physician, spiritual teacher, and a researcher of consciousness. He is the director of the Institute for Spiritual Research in Sedona. He is also an enlightened being. And I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Hawkins a number of years ago, and I've met really beautiful people and really high vibrational people before, but I've never met anyone who, when you meet them, it's like you can see all the way through them, and they're just light. And it feels the same when he's looking at me, that he sees all the way through me and just sees my soul, my spirit, my being. And that's what it was like to meet him. There is an aura when you interact with an enlightened being that is automatically uplifting and healing. And, you know, that's talked about in the Bible a great deal, that all people really had to do was touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, and because they had faith, they were healed. There is that healing, loving, profoundly bliss and peaceful energy that is that very high vibration, and that's really what enlightenment is that very, very high vibration. And so this series of books, beginning with Power Versus Force that Dr. Hawkins wrote, he's not writing them from the place of the ego. He's writing them from a place of utter peace and stillness. And basically what Power Versus Force is about is it not only explains how it is, but it tells you how to do it for yourself. The premise of the book is that all truth is knowable. And it actually shows you how to know anything that you'd like to about anything that exists now or has existed in the past. And I wanted to read just a little bit from the foreword to the revised edition, which was revised in 2012, to give you an idea of what we're going to start talking about next week when we start looking at this book. It says, the individual human mind is like a computer terminal connected to a giant database. The database is human consciousness itself, of which our own consciousness is merely an individual expression, but with its roots in the common consciousness of all mankind. This database is the realm of genius, because to be human is to participate in the database. Everyone, by virtue of their birth, has access to genius. The unlimited information contained in the database has now been shown to be readily available to anyone in a few seconds, at any time, and in any place. This is indeed an astonishing discovery, because the bearing the power to change lives, both individually and collectively, to a degree never yet anticipated. The database transcends time, space, and all limitations of individual consciousness. We have at our fingertips a means of accurately distinguishing truth from falsehood, workable from unworkable, benevolent from malign. Doesn't that sound exciting? I think this is one of the most amazing books that has ever been written. Again, it's Power Versus Force by Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD and PhD. The subtitle is The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. It's been translated into 25 languages and sold over 1 million copies with absolutely no advertising. It's done that by word of mouth. And Dr. Hawkins has actually done hundreds of workshops, interviews, radio shows. He has just recently retired from public speaking. I think he's in his late 80s, early 90s at this point. So it's this revised edition of Power Versus Force could not have come at a better time, because what he does in this book is he actually tells you the level of consciousness and tells you how to determine the level of consciousness of anything, a book, a person, a practice, a teacher. And so if you're interested in raising your level of consciousness, it is an incredible tool. It's an incredible book to read, to study. I've probably read it at least 6 times, and every time I read it, I get more and more and more out of it. And one of the things that's in this book that is so incredibly fascinating is this thing that I mentioned earlier called a map of consciousness. And what it is it's a scale, a logarithmic scale, actually, of the states of consciousness that actually all the mystics and prophets and sages have talked about throughout the whole history of humanity. All the different states of consciousness, from the very low levels of shame and guilt and apathy, all the way up to the highest levels of peace and love and bliss and enlightenment itself. And literally millions of people around the world are using this map to help themselves rise up from those depths of what I call inner hell and move into courage and willingness, which is the beginning of inner peace. It's the beginning of actually feeling good about your life and your world. And just actually studying that chart, that map of consciousness, shows how it can be done. And so we're going to be talking much more about that in the weeks to come. And I just want to thank everyone so much for listening today. I've had such a wonderful time. And I hope you join me right here every Wednesday from 1 to 3 on WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM, and online at WAIF883.org. Feel free to contact me through my website, which again is my name, Louisa Dyer. We are going to close out today with more from Sounds of Wood and Steel, Volume 3. I will see you next week. Enjoy the music. We'll be right back.